here. Good evening. Felt it informative to come along and just show you how your first guest could develop as a beetle. The planet I'm from was still in physical shape, but we do have a shape of what you would term a beetle. Very similar to a cockroach, but with a lot more senses. And our physical bodies are built for fast movement, for flying, for running, and so on and so on. And we have tremendous senses in all different directions, many that you haven't experienced as yet. But we can sense groups, and we can sense vast distances and weather and so on and so on, and then a lot of other things. The other thing we don't have, because we decided that we didn't actually need it, was the ability to feel strong pain. We can feel pain a little bit, because it shows us where there is damage. So, for example, if I lose a leg, it's just a matter of I feel it. I've got a flat tire, as an example, and I look and there's a leg missing. And it's a, well, it's a leg. So we'll either grow another one or make do without it. So, and so now there's a whole variety of us here. I'm just trying to give you an experience of how we. A beetle, if you like, that you saw can develop into our stage. What actually happened was when we got to this nature level, you see, the nature level is beautiful in itself. If you could cut off the nature level, just cut off the humans and above, and just have nature on its own, it would be a beautiful. Yes, beautiful. And in nature, of course, we don't see things as being beautiful and ugly as you do. I mean, I know this one has an affliction for spiders, but they don't worry us at all. We could look at a spider, we wouldn't say it was ugly or whatever. It was just, it is, it's one of us. So we decided to just do this nature living. And what we wanted to do was just expand our abilities as insects and birds and small animals. We didn't go to the big animals. We limited it to what there was. And that was quite a process, because you have to look at all the predators and the food chain and all this sort of thing, and how everything fits in with nature. And so it's quite a process. But what we did was we continued to learn and continue to evolve. And of course, we all procreate different ways because we're insects, and we don't procreate for pleasure, if you like. We do, in a way. It's like you choose a mate, but it we see it as choosing a mate to procreate with, to further the species, and we can see the beauty in that.
Absolutely.
And we can see the beauty in what we will produce. But then it's quite often we'll just separate and go in separate ways.
They don't emotionally attach.
Correct, yeah.
And own and claim. And
some do on certain levels, but the majority don't.
Yeah.
Because we don't need to. What we want to do is enjoy the tranquility and peace and harmony of nature. Yeah. And then, of course, we fly, which is great. It's just very enjoyable to do that. But you just get used to it. We're able to see As we talked about earlier on, distances, we were talking about looking upwards to see your level. In our kingdom, we look upwards and we stop at the highest level of the largest animal. We don't need to see any further than that, and we chose not to do that. So we don't have a development into an energy form. We'll always be physical.
Yeah.
Now our souls, if you like, are grouped. So all the beetles will be one soul. All the different, one type of beetle will be one soul. There's many different types. And as one dies, we recreate, we procreate all the time. Mm-hmm. It's the same. It's, for instance, I die and my energy experience and so on is just moved to the next available person on my left, and my shell disappears because the physical part is limited. So we always have this knowledge which is shared, which continues to grow, and we're continuing to evolve in nature only. Now, what happens there is the species will change all the time as nature changes to get the maximum potential out of nature and out of evolving. So if you can just imagine, let's just take our group of one type of beetle, our experience gets more and more and more until we become super beetles, super high IQs.
Yeah.
And then we can, when you decide what food you want to eat, what is best for you, where is the best place to go in spring, in summer, and what place in the atmosphere, and all these different things, we can just perfect them all. And this is a stage we're getting at the moment. We're perfecting things as far as we can go, but this is going, there's somehow, at some stage, there's going to be a limit. And we won't be able to affect, to evolve any further, because we can't create anything than we have now.
Yeah.
But this is where it gets really fascinating, because you reach a limit and you think, well, nothing else can be better than this. We've got perfection. And then somebody comes up with something which you can make just a little bit better, a little bit better. Now, go back and listen, think about what you've been learning over the last few weeks, how each day is getting better and so on. Same for us.
Yeah.
So we know at some stage we will reach that maximum, and when we do, we will then have to decide how we want to continue to evolve.
Sure.
And because we will be thinking, logically it will happen, we will be thinking as one complete group. So as we were talking earlier, where your lower species cannot communicate 100% to the next level up, and so on and so on, with our progression and evolving, eventually we're all going to be at 100%.
Yeah.
We'll therefore all be able to communicate with each other, and we'll then become one super brain.
Yeah.
And then what do we do?
Well, then we'll see then.
Exactly. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Oh,
so, you see how it differs so much from your world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you're having these talks by various of us that come along and just share how we live and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming more and more your norm. And this is because you are now becoming more and more connected to the level above you.
Mm.
I mean, every day we're here, we're chatting about all sorts of things. And so, as we look upwards, you would be doing the same, looking upwards, and gradually moving upwards.
Absolutely.
Mm. Well, it was lovely visiting, and it was lovely talking to you. I'm glad we could share things with you.
Thank you so much for that, and we shall call you the Superbugs.
Superbugs, I love it.
Thank you. It was very informative.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure, or it's been our pleasure. Good night.